This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
So the UK Guardian just got exposed, totally busted, for fabricating completely fake news. They claimed that Paul Manafort met with Julian Assange. And this so-called meeting never took place. It has been denounced by both Paul Manafort and Julian Assange. There are no records of such a visit in the Ecuadorian embassy. There's no video of such a visit. And both Julian Assange and Paul Manafort are threatening to sue The Guardian. Now, this article was written by The Guardian in exactly the same way that all the other fake news is published by New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, USA Today, LA Times, Chicago Tribune, you name it. They all do the exact same thing. They fabricate whatever story that they're told to publish. Remember, the CIA sends memos to all the so-called mainstream media. The CIA controls them all. They tell them what to write, what to print, what to say. And if the orders that they're given aren't true, they're simply told to fabricate, quote, anonymous sources that back up the story. And this is what The Guardian is doing. They're claiming anonymous sources told them that Paul Manafort met with Julian Assange, even though it's completely false. If you go look at the completely fabricated Russia collusion hoax, which the media in America has been pushing for over 2 years now, that hoax is always reported with anonymous sources. Oh my God, anonymous sources told us the Russians did this, the Russians did that. Trump met with the Russians over here, said an anonymous source. It's all anonymous sources. Well, guess who these anonymous sources really are? It's the voices in the heads of the prostitutes. It's their delusional, psychotic voices. That's who their anonymous sources are. They're talking to themselves. They're having weird, twisted fantasies how they wish Putin and Trump were collaborating together. So a voice tells them, oh my God, Putin and Trump are working together. And then they cite that as their anonymous source. This is what the press has become. A total embarrassment to anything resembling the First Amendment or freedom of the press. I got to say, these so-called journalists who work at the New York Times, Washington Post, you name it, The Guardian, the BBC, for God's sake, you can't even call them people. They're not even human. They're less than human. They're total anti-human scum. They've sold their souls. They're prostitutes. They lie for a living. They knowingly, deliberately fabricate fake stories to push a political agenda. They do it for money. It's worse than prostitutes. They are prostitutes. They are the worst scum imaginable. It's even worse than mass murderers. I mean, mass murderers kill maybe a dozen people, but these fake journalists, so-called journalists, their fake stories end up getting sometimes millions of people killed. I mean, you go back to the history of propaganda in the Third Reich and Himmler, the propagandist for Adolf Hitler. That was all fake news. It was all fake propaganda. And they used that fake propaganda to do what? Oh, to murder 6 million Jews, didn't they? By claiming that the fascist left-wing Third Reich, that they were going to create utopia and they needed to confiscate people's guns and they needed to control the press and censor all political opponents. Exactly what the left is saying in America today. So many parallels between Nazism, the Third Reich, and liberalism in America today. And these people that claim to be journalists, they're nothing but prostitutes, sellouts, liars, and they get people killed. And they try to overthrow countries. They're trying to overthrow the United States right now. They're trying to overthrow the government, throw Trump out of office. And they succeeded in lying to a sufficient number of voters to actually get Democrats elected to the House. So these lies are working. The prostitutes are being effective because the average person in America is just inundated with lie after lie after lie. CNN is staging everything fake. Fake photos, fake green screens, fake sources, fake narratives. Everything's fake. But to a lazy thinking person, they don't really have any way to counter that. So they believe it. and they vote for Democrats, even though the Democrats are destroying everything that, that they value in society. Democrats destroy cities. Democrats destroy nations. Liberalism is a failed ideology. It doesn't work. Their economic policies are nightmares. Just look at Venezuela. They have to lie to stay in power. They have to lie to get elected. They lie about what they stand for, and then they betray their own voters. They blame their opponents for doing all the things that they are doing themselves as Democrats. You know, I mean, it was Hillary Clinton who actually colluded with the Russians, not Trump. I mean, Hillary is involved in the sale of uranium to the Russians and collecting hundreds of millions of dollars in international bribes in her Clinton Foundation, pre-selling White House influence under the assumption that she was going to become the president. How can anybody in this country vote Democrat? They have to be brainwashed. But that's exactly what's happening because of the scum journos, the journo terrorists who are pretending to be journalists, who again are the lowest life form on the planet. They're lower than politicians. They're lower than, they are the worst criminals of our society because they destroy society with disinformation that gets pushed out to the masses. Again, you know, a violent criminal only affects, even though it's horrendous, a violent criminal still only affects a relatively small number of people. Even a mass shooter, even the largest mass shootings are only a relatively small number of people compared to the lives that are destroyed by the tens of millions or the hundreds of millions by fake news journo terrorists who write for the New York Times, who write for the Washington Post. These people are sinister. They're evil beyond description. They knowingly publish false information to harm society, to destroy democracy. They want to overrun the United States. They want open borders. They want an invasion of America. They hate America. These people are dangerous. And that's why I've said I support President Trump arresting the journo terrorists. It's time to arrest them. They are not journalists. They are not protected by the First Amendment. They are terrorists. They deliberately fabricate fake sources. They lie. They try to overthrow democracy. They get people killed. They harm the masses with their sinister, deliberate actions of pushing false news. And it's time to stop them. They need to be stopped in a lawful manner. They need to be arrested and indicted for their treason, for their sedition, for their crimes against humanity. It's just like the Guardian. Guardian should just be shut down. The whole organization should be shut down, put out of business. It's over for you. You allowed this to be published, this completely fabricated fake news story that just makes up this claim that Paul Manafort met with Julian Assange. It's so fake, and it just shows they have zero integrity. So why are they even continuing to exist as a news organization? They should be dismantled. They should be defeated. They should be just gutted, put out of business, bankrupted. They have no business being in the news business. They have no affinity for the truth. They're not interested in the truth. They're interested in just pushing their political agendas. And that's what the New York Times does too. And that's the Washington Post. And that's CNN. And it's 1,000 other organizations that are all fake news. Deliberately fake news. It's not like they're just making a few typos or mistakes here and there. I mean, all of us do that from time to time. They deliberately fabricate fake sources. And that should be a crime. If you fabricate a fake source to slander an individual with utterly false fabricated accusations, I'm telling you, you should be arrested. You should go to prison for the rest of your life. That is a crime, or at least it should be a crime. Those people should be locked up. You pull that crap, you're damaging society. And yet somehow our laws just protect the slander and the lies of the left-wing media. They can print anything they want, apparently, without any repercussions whatsoever. They don't even print retractions most of the time. And if they do, nobody sees them. So they just fabricate fake news and information about everybody. Everybody that's their political enemy, whether it's Trump or, you know, Julian Assange or Alex Jones or Roger Stone or anybody else. They just make it all up. And it's time to shut them down using the law. Go after them using the law. Lock them up. Take away their freedoms using the law. throw them in a dark cell using the law. That's what they deserve. It's time to do something to stop these journo terrorists. And I just hope that Trump will do something. I hope that the laws can be changed. I hope that we can sue these people for their utter sinister crimes. Sue them, shut down their organizations. If you want to read more about these journo terrorists, just read journalism.news. If you want to read all the censored news that they won't print, just visit censored.news for real-time updates all throughout the day from dozens of websites that are censored. And thank you for listening. Share this everywhere if you can. Everywhere that's not censored. My name is Mike Adams, publisher of newstarget.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.